Ramble.
Welcome to Guilty Pleasures.
That was it. All right. I thought you were just doing a bit.
How could you not recognize that?
We're talking about Mr. Bean, Britain's greatest export.
Yeah. Yeah.
The most important.
I said Mr. Bean and war.
Tea.
English
breakfast?
Yeah.
They stole it and then exported it.
Who did they steal it from?
Do you not know the history of the world?
Oh, my God.
Do you know how high I was in high school?
Yeah, you were
all tea
high.
Comes from India.
Oh, my God. You're right.
Yeah.
That's literally like half. Half of colonialism is just built around Brits wanting tea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Tea is the key to the history of the world.
You know it. Zadiko tea.
I know. Yeah. And then I was like, maybe we don't need another white guy selling tea.
Have you ever revealed what you were going to name it?
I had so many failed names. What? Go ahead.
With our email.
Turtle tea.
Yeah.
Turtle tea.
Turtle tea.
Why not turtle tea?
Because there was some dude in Florida sitting on the copyright and he wouldn't budge. But enough about me and my failed ventures. Let's talk about the Britain's greatest artist to ever live, Rowan Atkinson, a.k.a. Mr. Bean.
Mr. Bean.
I will say...
Someone can do his voice.
Bean.
I was stunned at how much he talked. Yeah, in this movie.
As soon as he talked, I was like, "What? Aren't you supposed to not do that? Isn't this a silent thing?" And I guess you can't hold an hour and a half with a silent main character. So
that's a mime.
It's a mime.
Go down to the beach if you want to see that.
That's a mime. Especially, I thought he was a mime.
Yeah, especially if he has like agency and he is actually in a mistaken identity type situation.
I mean, I love the idea that he can't be a mime because he has agency. Like mimes don't have, they're locked in invisible boxes.
Yeah, they can't leave.
They're not allowed to make their own choices.
Yeah, you can't throw situations at him. I feel like he was using his speech as like a transition to the next sketch, which I kind of appreciated because if you were to watch the show, essentially like him not talking, he doesn't need to put a button on a scene. It's just the end of the scene. It's just the end of the sketch or whatever. The blackout period is just like, okay, we'll just go to the next one where he's not saying anything, the next situation where he's not saying anything. But in a movie, it has to be threaded and you have to have him say something to get him to the next place.
I love how Rick just went straight to the problem without us giving any synopsis. No intro. You're like, here's the conclusion.
Yeah. All right. I'm just saying... I thought it was cool that he spoke.
Got it.
Yeah.
Because he's not a mime.
No.
He's not a mime. If you're watching along at home, we're talking about Bean, the 1997 movie, not to be confused with Mr. Bean, the television show, not to be confused with Bean on Vacation or whatever.
Or Bean's Holiday.
Big adventure.
Rat Race is Bean, the ultimate disaster movie. But yeah, this is one of the many Mr. Bean projects. Yeah. I'm going to tell you actually why we are watching this is because a Mr. Bean comedy stand-up routine from like 1994 came up on my TikTok feed. And I was like, holy shit, this guy's incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is exactly the type of movie that you've forgotten about. And especially if you're a millennial, you definitely saw this. You just have no recollection of it.
Yeah.
Because you have seen Mr. Bean sketches. If you are over the age of 27. 28?
20, yeah, 28.
But under the age of 62.
Yes. Yeah. Which we know how our... boomer audience on this podcast is strong.
Very into
y'all it. Remember Mr. Bean. He's the guy with the goofy ass eyes and the crazy facial expressions. And you see him and you're just like, oh yeah, that motherfucker.
Yeah.
And you've seen this movie. You just don't, you got to go way to the back of your brain. You got to dig way, way, way down there. And you've seen Bean in the movie.
Yeah.
Probably with commercials on TBS on a rainy day.
On TBS or TV Land. Yeah, for sure. Or like PBS even. I think it came on there because that was a BBC. They had like a BBC hour essentially. Like
you have after said so many acronyms
Saturday night.
Just now.
Yeah. But you never have heard of PBS?
Public broadcasting service.
Kelsey.
I know it exists.
Arthur?
Oh, is that where Arthur is?
Yeah, Sesame Street.
Wasn't a Sesame Street girly.
Damn. Barney?
I was a Rainbow Bright kid.
Reading Rainbow.
The idea of you being like, PBS, what is that again?
Yeah, that hurts, actually. That actually hurt more than, Gen Z saying like, what's a phone? Or like, what's a corded phone?
I was like a Nick kid. I was an You're all that. I was an Amanda Bynes girly.
What if I told you that PBS is publicly funded by tax dollars and donations?
From viewers. Like you.
Why are you pointing at me? What did I do?
Because you can donate right now.
Okay. Is it still around?
Yeah.
It's donation based?
Well, it's tax dollars.
What?
Am I right? It's tax.
Yeah. I think so. I mean,
it's public broadcast system.
I feel like the ads were just asking for donations. Like, it wasn't like they ran.
I mean,
maybe
they
sometimes
to.
The USCF or whatever, or the Science Foundation, United States Science.
We've strayed so far from Bean's
Yeah.
Light.
Yeah, we've strayed.
That's crazy, but I do advocate for bringing a TV station that is publicly funded. We, the people, get to pick what's on there. Like, bring back Sense8.
Like
Let's
BBC.
Do another season of Succession.
Yeah, okay.
That'll come back?
Yeah.
No.
Let's do it.
If
we get to vote because we're paying for it?
It'll be 20 more seasons of Yellowstone. They're going to beat us. There's no way that show
it's
is going to be
It's just some
there.
Rich white dude like, yeah. Oh, Yellowstone.
Yeah. Yellowstone, America Elementary's coming Yellowstone. Back. The Blacklist is going to be the only thing we watch. So,
Damn.
Congratulations.
Okay.
But the BBC is...
Might get another season of Cold Case.
Might get another Cold Case. Oh, my God. Lie to Me? Lie to Me would be fucking sick. I miss Lie to Me so much.
Never seen it.
Following the success of the hit TV show Mr. Bean, Bean stars Rowan Atkinson as everyone's favorite lovable Bean. He's a goof. He's a one-man wrecking ball, disaster machine. He works in a art gallery as the worst employee they've ever had, and they ship him off to America to get rid of him, along with an incredible painting called...
Whistler's Mother.
Thank you. I was going to say Mildred Smile. And you have a dorky American and his family who decide to take Bean in, and... Chaos ensues.
Hijinks.
This is Bean.
Bean.
Mr. Bean.
I want to talk about Rowan Atkinson because, I mean, again, this is just going to be a through line throughout the whole episode.
Is it because he's hot now?
I think Mr. Bean's hot.
Mr. Bean is hot.
I think Mr. Bean can get it. I think that the way that he undulates his facial muscles, think about the ways that he can use it.
I was off when you first said it.
Okay.
Now I'm back on.
All right, wait. Let me show you a picture of him now.
I saw.
Are you saying Mr. Bean's hotter now? He's getting hotter with age.
Absolutely.
With the fucking gray.
Jesus, just full silver fox face.
You want to know where that phrase, what that mouth do, came from?
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
That was Mr. Bean.
Mr. Bean. And also, the eyebrows are so in.
They're so,
Mr. Bean is hot now. I was kind of saying it as a bit, but now I'm fully on.
No, it's like Steve Carell when he got a little older.
Yes.
Steve Carell looks great right now.
And like when Steve Carell cleans up in like a little dapper suit, I take my crumpets.
I was truly jealous.
Drink my tea.
I was so jealous of Steve Carell. And I was like, oh, this is what this Silver Fox era is. This is why women are into Silver Foxes.
Steve Carell in The Office, not hot. Steve Carell, Crazy Stupid Love, you're like, getting there.
Yeah,
Steve Carell now?
Jesus
oh my
Christ.
God.
Jesus
Get
Christ.
D.
There's Get a there's a picture of him, like, I think he has a pipe in his mouth or some shit like that. And I was like, bro, are you a GQ model now? What happened?
You know what Mr. Bean would be perfect for? BuzzFeed thumbnails.
Yeah. Absolutely.
He's got big reaction faces.
Yeah, like we...
He's the OG YouTuber.
He is the
OG.
Oh,
yeah.
The clickbait thumbnail man.
Should I start putting Mr. Bean in my thumbnails?
But like also crop your face on top of it with
9 toilet hacks you won't believe.
What? The things this man can do I mean, we...
It was a paintbrush, not a pipe.
Who are you showing? What are you...
Steve Carell with a paintbrush in his mouth.
The conversation has moved on, but look how hot he is.
Yeah, look at him. Look at him. Look at him.
Yeah, daddy. He's in a suit with a smock and a paintbrush in his mouth.
I've, can I tell you, just to stay on this for a moment, I have been really banking on the idea of getting hotter with age for a long time.
You
you'll get it.
Well, it wasn't hard to.
You haven't aged much. I gotta be honest.
You will look like a child in well into your 40s.
Actually, I did. There are photos in my brain I have of us at the butt feed days, and you actually looked older then.
Wow. You've aged back.
You were giving like comb over with like the big dork glasses and like a button down shirt. Like, you've actually Benjamin buttoned a little.
Yeah.
I was 20 years old getting rejected in bars, and I said, just you wait till I'm 50.
Yeah.
Being even from the opening frame of this movie, he makes me laugh in a slapstick way that would annoy me if anyone else tried.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know that I'm going to figure it out by the end of this podcast, but I'd like to try what makes him so darn lovable.
I'm going to tell you right now.
Oh.
I know the answer. You're welcome. He is not afraid to be fucking ugly.
Oh.
He can contort his face, his reactions, his bits are all so disgustingly uggo that you can't help but, as a performer, have an appreciation for someone like that. Same thing as, like, think of any of our, like, iconic, physical performers, our physical actresses, our physical comedians. Mm-hmm. Like, you love them because they put themselves in harm's way time and time again, and they're not afraid to look ugly on camera, which is a very rare thing in our profession.
Yeah, and you also touch on that he is taking the tradition of silent films. Like, he's running with what Chaplin and Buster Keaton and to an extent like Jackie Chan and some of his physical comedy did in a way that very few people are doing. Bean is not, I would say, he's not a physical performer in the way that those three were, right? Like, Buster Keaton was falling off of buildings and had, you know, like, train stunts. Bean does it all with his face.
Yeah.
It's like a Jim Carrey type of instrument.
Yes. Yes. Very Jim Carrey. There's that one famous interview where they were asking him.
Jim Carrey. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Asking Jim Carrey how long was the prosthetic or like the makeup department putting that Grinch look on your face?
Oh.
He was like, what look? Like, what do you mean? It's just like, and then he just made his face into the Grinch face.
Oh my God.
And they just painted over it. It's fucking crazy.
From so the way that we meet Bean in this movie, he is shaving.
Yeah.
And it's just him, like, the music is like, bum, 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 bum.
It's the clown walk song on TikTok.
And then it cuts out, and Bean's just, and just shaving is funny.
Yeah.
I mean, it goes on a beat of three, and he's, like, shaving his eyebrows, and then shaving his forehead, and shaving his tongue. Like, yeah, sure, that's super funny, but even him shaving?
Because he's contorting his face into ways that you're like, That's a lot, man.
Yeah,
that's over exaggeration, goof.
He's very cartoonish, and he sets it up immediately.
Yeah.
I want to get it out of the way and say that this movie is really stupid.
Mm-hmm.
I would go so far as to say at times it's bad.
I didn't say that.
I mean, it's just what it is.
It is a bad movie, but he made me laugh beside myself in ways that I was like, I couldn't control, and I started to get embarrassed, and then I just gave in.
Yeah.
It's for sure. I wouldn't even say it's bad. It's just campy. It's a very campy.
Here's where the problem. Okay. I'm going to just get it out of the way so that we can talk about all the joys.
Okay.
The guilt with this movie is this was a show, like you said, that was really well done on ending bits with blackouts and moving on to the next bit and a lot of silence because they had a laugh track. It was either shown in front of a live audience or they had a track behind it. And they tried to stretch what should be like TikTok shorts out into a full movie.
Right.
So you get these iconically hilarious LOL fucking moments, which the hardest I've probably laughed in a movie was in this movie.
For sure.
I'll talk about it later.
Same moment because I guffawed.
I had a guffaw moment. Segoia was in a meeting in the other room, and I had to stop myself from laughing.
Okay, on the count of three, say it. One, two, three. The when reaction the to the painting.
What?
What'd you say?
Oh, what'd you say?
Oh, see, this is great.
To me, the best moment in the entire movie, well, I got to set up the whole context, but Bean ruins a painting.
Yes.
Yeah. He absolutely destroys
no,
it.
I'm agreeing.
Okay.
And, it's this really long involved bit where Bean has sneezed on a painting and then he brings it into another room and he tries to like wipe the smears with a rag.
It.
He rubs blue paint on it. Then he's like, oh, I'll use acetone. He uses acetone.
It melts
like,
the it paint melts. Off.
It is chaos beyond shenanigan and beyond shenanigan. And he's rubbed it all off. The face of this thing is gone.
Yeah.
And so
he
brings it back to show the museum guy. And he has drawn like a
state figure,
a big pen face with a giant
nose.
And he turns the painting around, and the guy goes,
Jesus Christ! Oh my God!
No! Go!
No! Oh, and then he's like, okay, turn it back around. It's fine. You know what? What are we gonna do? What are we gonna do to fix it? Let me see it one more time. Oh God! Yeah, no! Yeah, yeah.
But there's
my
something.
My family's gonna leave me. My daughter's gonna become a prostitute. I'll lose my job.
There's something about Bean's little sad, like still face with the stupidest face drawn on that he's like, and you know and believe as an audience that he believes as a character that like, well, this is the best I can do.
No one will notice.
God, it's so funny.
Nobody can notice.
Was that your moment too?
No.
What was yours?
Mine. Okay, setting the scene is he had. They're back at the.
And sorry, before you go, I want to say that is not just the hardest I laughed in this movie. That might be the hardest I laughed at any
laughed.
Movie
yeah.
we have done on this show.
Yeah.
I cannot believe that this movie had within it a moment that made me laugh so hard.
And that's why that's my pleasure, my guilt, my pleasure out of the guilt.
Yeah.
Was like they could have done with less silences between because he isn't as physical. And we'd seen actually some of these bits before on his television show.
Mm-hmm.
So they repeated bits like the turkey on the head. The barf bag with the kid.
Oh, that was on the show.
Yeah. And they
are you a Bean show aficionado?
No, but these are just iconic moments.
Are you a beanhead?
Are you a beanhead? Are you a beanie doodle?
Listen, my mom's maiden name was Beanie.
Oh,
so we
stop
had a
it.
Lot
okay.
of bean related movie
right.
TV show watching.
Okay.
But that's why it was so confusing to me where I was like, I've seen this before. Where have I seen this? And then I went on YouTube and I was like, oh, these are clips. They repurposed into a movie.
Beanheads
like,
of the world unite.
Yeah. And they did it on SNL with the trailer. Like they've done these things before. And so my guilt was that they were kind of smash cutting the best bits together with a
so
very
it was like greatest hits of
real,
Bean.
Real beanheads know.
Real beanheads know.
We've been doing this.
Us fake beanies, we didn't realize
Weenie
it
heads.
At all.
Yeah. All right, I'm sorry, Gary. So I want to know what was
moment.
Your the moment that made you laugh that
all right,
hard.
Yeah. Setting the scene, like just, okay, so there is a turkey moment that his entire family has moved out of the home and they have to make dinner
for the boss
and he's just like, just go in there and just stuff the turkey and like shove it in the microwave. And so there, I mean, first of all, he's stuffing a turkey, gets a turkey on his head, and that's very funny, blah 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 blah.
By the way,
classic.
Can I say, Friends fans, Bean did it first.
Bean
did
it first.
He's
Bean
giving
did it
the
first.
Turkey a gynecological exam.
But he's doing that. The art guy comes in and tries to help him stuff it into the microwave. They get this giant turkey in a microwave, which is very impressive. They start it, and then the guy goes out to go and talk to his boss and whatnot. And then the boss is like, "Well, I mean, what's your friend doing back there? Is dinner ready?" And then it is just the hardest. Like he just turns around and he's like, "Mr. or Dr. Bean," and there's just an explosion that comes from the kitchen, and the fucking it's such a hard and fast, loud noise that just comes from the kitchen. The turkey explodes onto everybody, and then there's just a hard cut to them at the door with like turkey stuff on their face, leaving the house. I laughed disrespectfully loud at that. And it's just because of how shocking it was.
It was a lot of like, oh, bless his, this motherfucker, bless his heart moments that like you said, it's the best description, Zach, is like, you have to give in.
You have to. It is relentlessly stupid to a point where if you try and fight it, you're gonna have a stomach ache.
Yeah, you feel silly.
That scene also had my favorite one-liner of the movie, where you have this like big 80s haired woman over, and Bean offers to cook dinner, and she goes, "All the greatest chefs in the world are men." Just made me laugh.
What the fuck?
just a good stupid joke.
It's dumb.
I'm gonna say something here. Mm? Bean walked so Paddington could run.
Wow.
Go on.
Wow. Okay. You're talking tough talk right now, man.
How
did you even get there?
This movie is the same structure as Paddington, but with different, not as well executed shenanigans.
Yeah.
Paddington is someone who means well, who stumbles and fumbles through the world. Say it again, Kelsey.
You're right.
Paddington is someone who means well, but stumbles and fumbles through the world and creates chaos wherever he goes.
Yeah.
But it is shot perfectly and impeccably. Whereas Bean is someone who stumbles and fumbles through the world, but it was made in 1998.
Yeah, that's
fair.
Wow.
You're so right, too, that it's well-intentioned, like lovable. He's never mean. He's just an outsider.
And I bring this up because our very own Rainey Toll refuses to watch Paddington.
I started it.
What
years
do you
ago.
Mean you started
everyone,
it?
I thought everyone it was, fucking
I,
says that.
I thought it was kind of like the animatronics made me nervous.
Animatronics?
There is no animatronics.
There's no animatronics.
Like the bear was a little scary.
What?
Wait, are you watching the first or the second, first of all?
First.
Well,
he falls off a bridge.
Big mistake.
Start with the second.
Oh, this is so heartwarming. It's like he is about to, like, he just is an orphan.
Start with the second.
I dressed up as the prison chef from Paddington 2.
Right.
In my pink dyed prison uniform.
Mummily.
And everyone in my office didn't know who I was. And then they started, like, fucking with me, saying that they would never watch Paddington. Rude. And it has been driving me crazy for the last 2 weeks.
As it should. I do think that if you
look at my phone background.
Yeah.
Aww.
If you haven't seen Paddington 2, I don't think you know joy. I don't think you have joy in your heart. I don't think you've truly experienced joy. And I don't care how many kids you have. You haven't experienced
watch
it.
Watch the second one, Rainey.
Okay. Watch the second one.
Start with two.
Watch the second one. Garrett, Kate, and I saw it together, and on the last frame we all started crying in unison. That shit was like
me and another
that
grown
was
man
tough
cried the first
I
time
started
I
crying
it.
In the first 10 minutes of Paddington 2.
yeah because that's kind of rough. That's
did
very...
we do it for the podcast?
Yeah,
that's how I saw it.
Yeah
that's
a very
magical
rough
moment.
One. I didn't even need to rewatch that one. I just knew everything that hurt.
Imagine Mr. Bean and Paddington getting together.
No.
I would just love to see like a cameo of Mr. Bean, like, or Rowan Atkinson in the next Paddington, just kind of walking around.
Is
in
it
the background.
Atkinson?
Atkinson.
Yeah, Rowan Atkinson.
Oh, I thought it was Atkins, like the diet.
Yeah, I mean, it's in there.
Yeah, you're right. I'm not wrong.
You're
what
not,
I'm hearing.
You're not wrong.
There are so many stupid bits.
Great bits.
The Mr. Bean movie has some of the most insane screenwriting I have ever seen in my life.
Talk about it.
And I am not even talking about the climax yet, which we'll get there. Mr. Bean arrives to America.
Yes.
He is on one of those moving sidewalks. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Mr. Bean is in the airport. He just arrived to America. He sees two cops. And he decides, I'm going to pretend to have a gun. What the fuck?
This was 97.
I love that part. I love that part so much because it's just him seeing a gun. And I was just like, oh, is he going to let the intrusive thoughts win?
He does.
I thought he was going to grab the gun.
He takes his hand like finger guns, puts it into his lapel, and then intentionally looks suspicious. By the way, Garrick, you're killing a Mr. Bean impression right now.
Have you had like bean face this whole time and hiding it from us? Oh, I hate it. Why are you like this? Look how
it's so
deep your dimples darken. Oh my God. Your mouth is doing such mouthy things.
Wow. It's so like that shit killed me. I was laughing so hard. And then them being like, take out the weapon and put it, grab it with two hands and put it on the floor. And then he just like, God, oh no. And he puts his fucking
he takes his finger guns out of his jacket.
He intentionally looks suspicious.
Yeah.
He starts running.
Yeah.
Pre-9/11.
Pre-9/11. I was like, you're getting shot for sure, yeah. buddy.
He runs through the airport. All the police follow him. Do they, they don't shoot. Not at this part.
No.
But they like, got everyone down on the ground.
Yeah.
What the fuck? I can't say for sure, but I do think that Mr. Bean has an anti-cop agenda, and I thank him for that.
Yeah,
ACAB.
Good, ACAB. All cops are Bean fans.
What? I'll think about it. I was like,
there's a B at the end there. How can I do this? All cops are beanies.
Why did you guys both
ACAB and A-Bass.
A-Bass.
All beans are stilly.
Yeah, nice.
I'm
Love
out.
It.
I'm leaving.
Yeah. Also, I mean, I feel like we are jumping over a very like pivotal thing. What a criminal underuse of Sandra Oh. I think that Sandra Oh is in fact top five, and she's not even close to five. She is top two actresses living, working, all of that shit. And the fact that you had this gem and you have her say two lines. Are you out of your fucking mind?
The way I scrimped.
Yeah.
When
I was like,
I
oh, fuck, Sandra
a young pre-Grays,
oh
pre-Killing Eve,
oh
Sandra
God.
Oh, and went,
yeah.
It sounded like what I do when I sleep.
Yeah, when you sleep.
Also, what's crazy is that Sandra Oh has looked exactly the same for 25 years.
For so many years.
Yeah, it's an Asian beauty skincare routine, baby.
It's unbelievable.
And she plays a straight woman, which is so very funny to see. Yeah. And she kills it.
Yeah.
She plays like a PR Hollywood assistant lady. She's a hustler.
Yeah. This movie has a couple. So it has Sandra Oh, the most prominent of the three I'm about to name. Peter Capaldi, who was Doctor Who, has like a blink and you'll miss it. He's just in the first scene. That's it. The weirdest one.
Here it is.
Do you know?
Yes.
Johnny Galecki.
Oh, no, that's not what
from Big Bang Theory.
Yeah. He's the kid? He's his son? Or?
No. Oh, well, that was... No.
I thought that was from Pete and Pete or whatever that kid's
no,
name was.
No, not Pete and Pete. That's something Lawrence.
Andrew... No.
One of the Lawrence...
Brothers?
Yeah, they were huge in the 90s.
They were huge in the 90s.
Okay. Johnny Galecki, star of The Big Bang Theory, one of the richest sitcom stars in the history of the world. And I saw him in the credits of the movie, like on Google. And I'm looking out for the whole time because I'm like, he must have been really fucking young. This must have been one of his first roles. Who is he? I finally find him in the credits. I go back and watch it. Johnny Galecki stars as Stingo Wheelie, the motorcycle driver.
Wow.
Who spoiler alert, crashes his motorcycle later in the movie.
That's so fucking funny.
It's just a random role.
Is this before or after Roseanne? Because he was also in Roseanne.
Interesting. I don't know, but yeah. He, like, they basically hired him to be like a Jason Momoa type, which is the last thing that he would ever cast Johnny Galecki to be.
But, I mean, also in Roseanne, he was close to that. He was almost a bad boy. Almost. Like, he was somebody that they didn't want their daughter dating.
I mean.
And then he became, like, a more... You know, prominent figure in the show,
a dork icon.
Yeah.
Wait, you're missing the biggest cameo of
Who
them
am I
all.
Is it Sandra Oh?
Oh, Burt Reynolds.
Yes,
Big Burt.
He plays like a throwaway military character, a general official.
Yeah.
And the thing that they said BTS was that he loved the Bean Show so much that he was like, if they ever make a film, you have to put me in it.
That's awesome.
I don't care what it is. I want to be in it.
I love that type of shit.
That rocks.
This is the same thing with The Boy and the Heron, the new Miyazaki movie. Christian Bale is in it because he loves Miyazaki movies so much that he was like, I don't give a fuck who I am. I will be anything in these films.
Remind me, it was Miyazaki.
Spirited Away.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm still new here.
It's okay.
Oh, my coffee bartender girlie listens to Guilty Pleasures, and she gave me the list of a bunch of animes, and she told me the next one I have to watch is about a boy in a moving castle.
Howl's Moving Castle.
That one? Should I watch that one next?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, do it.
But shout out to all the baristas out there.
We love you.
Oh, and to Stella at, what's the name of the secondhand? Buffalo Exchange.
Yeah, Stella at Buffalo Exchange.
Shout out to you,
if you see any cool shirts. I want it.
We would love to exchange.
I think
those.
I was selling some clothes, and I think there was Guilty Pleasures merch in it. I don't know how I ended up with like an XXL sweatshirt.
Hey, man, get that coin, whatever it takes.
I did.
Hey, speaking of baristas, Bean opens the movie by making coffee, but he's out of doily things, so he puts the coffee grounds in his mouth.
Great.
Eats a bunch of sugar, and then pours boiling hot water in his mouth and shakes his mouth back and forth. I love him.
Can
what
I
else?
Tell you one time I did something crazier than that?
No, what? No way you did something crazy. You did not, what?
I coffee bonged a coffee.
What?
What?
I bonged a beer bonged coffee.
So you...
Wait, because I'm imagining that you put coffee grounds in a bong, lit it, smoked it.
That's what I'm thinking. Which I smoked... coffee.
Which
that
I'm like,
just goes to show you two are potheads. Okay. I'm the reformed alcoholic out of us.
Okay.
No. What is I a made beer coffee. Bong? What is a beer bong?
Like, I know I've heard of it, but I can't actually. You just.
Brady, do we have a record scratch sound effect?
No. Can you do one for us?
There it is.
All right. What? What is a beer bong?
How's it work?
You better know what a beer bong is.
Is it?
Oh my God. What?
Wait, is it the nozzle?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
I know that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was not okay for a second.
Yeah.
I threw up.
This is a giant funnel thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hate those.
Yeah. The way I almost just questioned your partying past.
Mm. I mean, I wasn't a big drinker.
Have you never done a beer bong?
I probably have, but not well.
Have
I
you?
Can't,
yeah.
Here's the thing. I can't chug.
I
chipmunk. I oh, hold all the liquid in my mouth and then swallow. It's a
not
weird
not good with a keg stand either, then,
yeah.
Eh?
You think I've ever keg standed?
Never keg stood.
You ever do a grav bong?
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah, you've done everything.
Wait, you never kickstanded where you do yourself on a keg stand?
I mean, definitely not that strong.
I'm going to need you both to do a keg stand.
Oh, hell yeah. I'm into it. I would
How
love to do a keg.
Never?
I haven't been to that many frat parties.
You don't need a tailgate?
No.
Huh.
I haven't been to that many
A house
tailgates.
Party.
House parties, yeah, but they didn't have, it wasn't that type of
Kegerators? You never had a keg in a tub?
No. I have done the Mr. 40 Hands.
Oh, I love Mr. 40 Hands. That's
That'll
a good
allow. 40
hands. Yeah, that's very that's fun. A good party.
Eric, you've checked back off. Hey, of my look. No,
that, I did it.
That's
no,
very fun.
I did it.
No, you got to do a keg stand, and we got to get you to do a bong, a coffee, a beer bong.
I want to make sure we have enough time to talk about the ending because okay, so Bean
Thank
fucks.
You.
Okay,
yeah.
We're not going to talk about the Dorco main man and his family. I hated him. I hated every scene with their family.
His family was falling
The
apart.
Family was also
Those
fucking...
People
the
needed fa- to
that, that woman
get divorced.
Did not want to be with him at all.
Bean,
if the only reason why you leave the house is because you invited somebody who looks weird, then you're a fucking asshole.
You're a Karen. She was a Karen.
Yeah, that was what a dick move.
That marriage had been falling apart long before Bean got involved. Yeah. And honestly, Bean did them a favor. He was the catalyst that sent them on their way. They for sure got divorced.
You know, it's funny. You marked the problem with the movie as being about like blackouts and whatever. Like the way to me, it's like, the 90s studio notes wanted this to have heart and story and, oh, we need to have a family plot, right? And any attempt that they had to, like, have a real story and make us root for this man.
Yeah.
It's some the dude from Ally McBeal. I
What was his name? You said it.
Peter McNichol, who just, like, was, to me, so miscast.
Yeah.
Mm. Like, I would never root for this guy.
Who would have been better in his place? Because I thought he did, like, an SNL guy.
Bill Hader?
Well, yeah, but 97?
Yeah, I know.
Who
you know,
was in SNL?
Maybe Hugh Bonneville?
Who that?
From Paddington?
Yeah.
Oh.
You need a grumpy man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it did need to be somebody who was, like, very uppity about art and then having Mr. Bean, like, teach him what it actually is would have been really nice.
But I thought he did that paint reveal freak out
perfect.
Very great.
I mean, no one else very, would have done it.
Fucking classic.
Yeah. No so one you know else what? I take it all back. It. He
yeah.
crushed.
Yeah.
So you have like to what feels like the climax of the movie. This
it's
painting.
Done.
Like he rubs the painting. He yeah. fixes the painting. There's this great bit where he's walking down the hall and pretending that it's a squeaky cart. And he's going. Perfect. So I laughed so hard. Burt Reynolds comes in. Wow, the big cameo. Bean saves the day.
Gives
right?
a speech.
He gives
a speech.
A rousing speech. Everyone fucking claps.
And you're like, that's it, right?
Movie over. I feel good. Not no, even no, no, no. fucking close.
Classic.
Actually, daughter's in a coma. Cop gets shot. We're going to the hospital.
Surgery.
Classic ending.
Shoot out in the middle of the street in the daytime.
The movie like ended.
The movie was done. I feel like this ending is a punchline in several different like pieces of
directions.
Media. Or several different yeah. things like where people constantly in like an article with reviewing a movie. It's almost like jumping the shark. But like they'll be like, yeah, and then at least it's not the third act of the Bean movie.
Yeah, honestly, this movie they were like, this needs a bigger climax.
It literally
and they
insane.
Were like, what can we? What three words do we pull out of the hat? All right, cop shootout, daughter in a coma, surgery.
So they the main cop who we've seen a bunch of times comes to our dude. And Kevin McNichol's like, oh, I'll tell you everything. Oh, we ruined the painting. Like, he's just like, I'm not here for art. I'm here on a personal matter. So now, cut to, like, intense driving shots. You have a car mounted to the side. I'm sorry. You have a camera mounted to the side of a car, like, weaving through Los Angeles streets. And it's like, I'm sorry, there's been an accident. Your daughter was in a motorcycle crash.
Like, what?
It's like, whoa, so heavy, out of nowhere. And it's like, yeah. A motorcycle
after,
accident.
Like, those he don't just go
said,
well.
After he just said one time, don't get on the back of that motorcycle, mm-hmm. it's a death trap.
Mm.
And that's it. Like, and that's...
And then we don't see the family for the entire movie.
Right, right. And that's not even at the beginning. That's not even at the beginning of the movie. That's at the end of the second act.
Yeah.
So when we introduce like the climax and we're going into the falling motion or whatever, yeah. she just...
Sorry, Stingo Wheelie. I just want to make sure we get the character's name.
Yeah,
and,
I'm so sorry.
Which
Stingo
might be
Wheelie.
The most insane name of a character we've ever had on this podcast.
Stingo Wheelie.
How do you spell it?
S-T-I-N-G-O. What? Stingo.
Stingo. Not Bingo. Not
and
his
not
name-o.
Stink-O.
No, Stingo.
Yeah.
Last name, Wheelie.
Absolutely.
Spelled as you expect.
Okay.
Okay.
Stingo Wheelie.
Insane.
So they're ripping through.
Yeah.
At that moment, they witness a carjacking. And the cop says, you go ahead. If anyone gives you a ticket, tear it up. They speed off. The cop says, put your hands up. Camera whips away. You hear a gunshot. What? Now.
Absolutely insane.
Now we're rocking, baby.
We're in the hospital.
This is an action film, baby.
Daughter is, they like, super sad scene. The wife's like, they say she's not in a coma. She's just gone away for a little while.
Oh my God.
Like, oh, my God.
So she's
what the
dead?
Fuck?
And she's so, dead.
And you also, like, if the kids were in the movie, you would care more.
Mm. Oh, I didn't care
I didn't
at all.
That
shit.
Daughter was a bitch.
Yeah, she was an asshole.
She was a little vampire.
And just like, okay, well, end of movie, Mr. Bean, you can go home.
And you know what? Your wife hated you anyway.
Yeah. It was so weird, so out of left field. I really, really want to get the fun facts on where that even came from.
But then at least you get the incredible shot of yes. the police officer waking up in the surgery room and the biggest fisheye lens of Bean pulling his face mask down and being like, oh,
it's me, Bean.
And then he just passes out.
Yeah, it's funny is while I was watching the movie, I remembered that clip that I had seen on TikTok. So I open up my TikTok to try and find like what was Mr. Bean, whatever. And I see a clip of him in the hospital. Mind you. I'm in the art gallery, so I'm like, oh, that must be a second movie, because,
yeah.
like, this is
There's
the movie.
No way. How the fuck will we get into a hospital?
The movie's clearly over.
Yeah.
Little did I know.
But they do give us one of the other scenes that I watched this by myself at my ex-boyfriend's house right before we broke up. And I was watching this, and this scene where he's performing the surgery on the cop, trying to find the bullet, made me go, oh, No, he's not gonna. Oh my God. This is a children's movie, right? No. Yeah. He does a bit where everyone leaves the emergency room. He's left with the cop opened up on the table. He takes out his M&Ms. He tries to plop one into his mouth, but oh, he forgot he had his face mask on because he's a surgeon now. Yeah. Plops into the patient's open body,
yeah,
into his organs. Bean fishes around, finds the bullet, takes it out, goes dink, dink, thinking it's his M&M, and goes, and puts it back in his body.
Puts it back in his body.
Continues to search for his M&M, drops it in some sterile stuff, and then plops it in his mouth.
Yeah.
Dead.
So weird.
Dead.
What a weird, dumb way to end a movie. What a weird, dumb way.
Oh, you thought that's the dumb way that they end the movie?
It's not.
Rick, you forgot. What happened?
I'm so sorry.
The cherry on top of the cherry.
Yeah.
He gets pulled into the daughter's room because no one has come to help their daughter who's in a coma. Everyone leaves the room. Bean goes over to find the paddle, shocks himself. It shoots him across the room. He lands on the daughter and boom, that wakes her up.
He wakes up screaming.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now part of me was like, did he land on her hard enough that it knocked her? You know, he knocks someone out. This one knocked her up.
Maybe. I don't. It doesn't matter.
Or he still had some electricity in him and it restarted her heart.
I think
she was dead.
I think the fact that we are even talking about this in a Bean context means that we've lost the plot.
Mm.
I think now that I've said it out loud, the second one is more plausible. He had electricity in him, and he hit her, and she was dead before.
Yeah.
And this restarted her heart.
It's not like a coma. She's just gone away for a little while.
Like, why is that from Oklahoma or Gone with the Wind or something? Yeah. Like, that is so dramatic.
And then you get the very happily ever after montage. Bean, the family loves him now. Bean dresses up like little Andrew Lawrence.
Yeah.
Love it.
And then you have the classic, him thinking that the middle finger means hello.
Oh,
and
then God, him that was good.
Driving down Sunset, the meme that I'm sure people have seen of him just flipping everybody off. And, it's good. It's good.
Y'all ready for some fun facts?
Let's do it.
Oh, they better be. They better be fun, Zach.
Well, I'm curious. First, Kelsey, you seem to be our little beanhead over here.
I think it's just a bunch of unlocked memories. I don't want you all to think that I'm like flicking the bean over here for Bean, but I'm just remembering.
That's our title for the episode, right?
Yep.
We're flicking the bean for Mr. Bean, the movie.
Disgusting.
Because I'm going to admit, I don't know much about the show. I know it was a huge show. That's all I know.
VHS.
Yeah. Mr. Bean, Rowan Atkinson is probably so rich that he probably has his own town.
Oh.
And so that's where I mean, there's no doubting his cultural relevance.
Well, this is a dumb question. Was he Monty Python?
No.
Cool.
He's not in that
sketch. He would be good, though.
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure they wanted him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, nah, I'm going to do my own thing.
Yeah. I'm going to do Bean the movie.
Yeah.
So this was co-written by Richard Curtis, who wrote Four Weddings and a Funeral, Notting Hill, Love Actually, Bridget Jones's Diary, About Time.
We've done a lot of his movies.
When I saw his name in the credits, I'm like, I'm sorry, Richard Curtis, did you just do everything British?
Yeah, it feels like it, though.
But
it feels. But also, like, I'm guessing the way that, like, the BBC and shit works, the way that overalls work.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get the heavy hitters,
he co-wrote the sitcom too. Yeah,
with Bean.
I believe so.
So Bean and Richard, what's his name, wrote this.
So Mr. Bean, the sitcom, was created by Rowan Atkinson and Richard Curtis, which is again crazy. I had no idea that's where Richard Curtis started. That's so shocking to me. But
because comedy, from what he does, it's very different.
So different. Yeah. But then Rowan Atkinson did not have a writing credit on this.
Huh. It was, maybe that's why.
Robin Driscoll, who was a writer on Mr. Bean. So we had our homie from Ally McBeal playing David Langley. But there was another longtime Mr. Bean fan, much like Burt Reynolds, who loved Mr. Bean, wanted to be in the movie. Someone who said he wanted to play that role. A, quote, self-confessed beanhead.
Whoa.
Steve Martin.
Oh my God. Of course. Oh,
why didn't we get? That's when I said one of the SNL girlies that he would have been perfect.
It would have been perfect.
This would have been a cult classy.
Because first of all, Steve Martin, like also in his stand-up, of course, being adjacent.
Being adjacent.
Like, I totally understand why he loves this, but he's so good at playing the disgruntled straight man to someone else's lunacy.
I don't think that at that time people believed it.
Let's look at his career.
Yeah, people. Steve
he was so
Martin.
Good at that.
Yeah, Steve Martin at that point was still doing like characters and whatnot. So
he was,
you know,
bean.
cheaper by the dozen wasn't.
Yeah, he wasn't a straight man.
That's right, because Little Shop of Horrors was Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. No, he was a straight man in that.
Okay.
Three Amigos was 86. But yeah, I mean, Father of the Bride was 90. Wait, when was it? 90? He could have done it, man.
Oh, he could have.
Remake. Right. I'd watch it.
With the both of them?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, does Rowan Atkinson still want to do Mr. Bean is a big question.
Didn't he just do a GQ, like, look back at his most iconic Bean?
He did.
Yeah.
He did, but he didn't. He wasn't in like character. He just kind of like talked about it.
I feel like he's got it. I feel like he would still do it. If we asked.
Mr. Bean is going to headline Coachella.
Yeah. I think that's the move, is that we have to use this
platform
to speak it into existence.
Guilty horse.
Let's get Rowan Atkinson back in the
bean.
Back in the bean
on
suit.
Twitter.
Back in the bean.
Back in the bean.
Back in the bean.
I like it.
Mr. Bean's got a kid.
I want a 6-part limited series HBO Mr. Bean. I'm thinking in the tone of True Detective.
Yeah.
You know what? Now that you've said that, where did Bean come from? Was he always just an adult man? What was Bean like as a kid? As a teen?
Baby Bean.
Baby
Has
Bean.
He always been like this?
Little Bean.
Baby Bean.
No, he's always been like this.
There's one little bit in the movie where you see his passport and it confirms that his first name is in fact Mr.
Great.
Good.
McLovin? It's just one name.
Yeah.
Anyway, is there anything about that third act?
No.
Jesus Christ.
Not that I have.
It's not even explained.
Nope. But this movie was huge. This was the first movie to ever gross $100 million.
What?
Before being released in the U.S.
Wow.
Whoa.
So it was a smash hit before it even landed on our shores.
Wow.
So we did nothing for the Bean train.
It's very funny that when they were making the show, they threw around a bunch of vegetable names. They had Mr. Cauliflower before they landed on Bean.
Are you fucking with us?
I'm serious, right there.
That's silly.
Unless someone's fucking with our research. And then this one's for our boy Rico.
Hell yeah.
Because Rowan Atkinson writes for Car, a British car magazine.
Fuck yes. What is his collection look like?
Because
that's where I'm going down. That's the deep dive I'm going down right now.
We've lost Rick. He's gone.
Yeah.
I'm willing to wait.
Yeah.
Now it's time for us to decide, is this movie...
Rowan Atkinson's car collection is unrivaled.
Oh.
Jesus Christ.
What has he got?
He has
a McLaren F1, which is fucking insane. He
Isn't
has an
really
Aston
expensive?
Martin V8. Yeah, it's extremely expensive. It's
is
like
this
a
list or are there
dollars.
Pictures?
This is Bean money.
There's a
so
list
funny?
And pictures.
I'm walking over.
It's in GQ.
Oh my God.
This is the F1.
Wow.
You sit in the middle of the car.
What?
This is a McLaren.
The 1997.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's vintage, baby. It was the same year that Bean came out.
This is the same. You sit in the middle.
That's literally his Bean car.
His Bean car.
The Beanmobile?
Yep.
It is 535,000 pounds.
Yeah, Bean fucks.
This is old.
He's got a Rolls Royce.
Hella Rolls Royces.
He's got lots of Rolls Royces. He's got a BMW, a Herbie fully loaded.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's got a Herbie?
Yeah.
He's got a Knight Rider.
He's got a lot of like old kind of beat up cars.
He's got they're legit. Let's not get crazy.
Okay.
He drives Optimus Prime.
And a Porsche.
He's got a Bumblebee, the actual.
And the car he has
Bumblebee?
Never bought was a Porsche.
Oh.
Wow.
Bean would never.
You'd never buy a Porsche.
Now it's time for us to decide, is this movie a pleasure, a guilty pleasure, or just plain guilty? Should the people watch it?
Ooh, I'm going to start off controversial as the beanhead here. I'm going to say this movie is guilty as charged.
Wow, just straight guilty.
I really had a hard time watching it for the long silences. While it had the hardest I've arguably ever laughed in a movie bit, I think the guilty whores are better off watching the original Mr. Bean, the TV show clips on YouTube. That's my suggestion.
You know, it's hard for me to argue with it. I think it's a guilty pleasure because, God, some of this movie is so bad.
Yeah.
It is so... anytime it attempts to have real meaning or plot, it is just awful.
Yeah.
But wowie zowie.
Yeah.
He's a funny man.
It is... It is hard to give it anything, like, bad because I don't want it to shine a light on a negative light on him at all. Because he's phenomenal and he, like, gives a performance of a lifetime, of course.
Every moment, even when the movie was terrible,
yeah.
I was laughing too hard.
Like when he's fucking a hand dryer.
Oh my God, forgot this whole bit where he makes it look like he pees himself. He tries to like dry his crotch off on a hand dryer so it looks like he's fucking a wall. Then there's this one little bit where he's walking step for step behind somebody so that no one sees the pee on his pants. It is so stupid.
Yeah.
And I promise you will laugh.
Yeah.
That's true. You will laugh.
I got frustrated most of the time. Most of the bits were like me either laughing or screaming, especially like him dropping the M&M in the guy's open cavity. Like, I was like, dog, what the fuck is wrong with you? Be an adult. Get some sense. So, yeah, I would bring it down to a guilty as well.
Woo! But, double G!
Yeah, but...
We haven't had one of those in a while.
It's 20% the frustration and 80% the fact that they didn't use Sandra Oh in anything.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. That deserves a guilt all on its own.
You know what? Okay, I'm with you.
I'm so furious that they just didn't know that this diamond in the rough was just sitting there across from them on the fucking conference table. And they're just like, well, I mean, she's fine. She doesn't have to say anything. Sandra Oh not saying anything in this movie is proof that racism exists.
There you go. Heard it here.
And Mr. Bean is hot now.
Yep. Yeah, he is.
Oh, I got nothing. Don't look at me.
All right.
Well.
Yeah, how are you going to end it?
That is all for the episode. Bean. I can't do the voice. I'm at Corn Diddy on all the things.
I'm Garrick Bernard on all the things.
And until next time,
Bean!
Bean!